As we begin this month of January, I wanted to take a moment to visit with all of the Sunday school teachers, the children's teachers, the adult teachers, all the way through here at Lancaster Baptist Church. And I want you to know, first of all, how excited I am about this year. And secondly, how thankful I am for your labor of love, to love people, to love the Lord, to prepare lessons, and to be a part of the ministry here at Lancaster Baptist Church. You know, frankly, there's no way that I can be aware of every single need in the children's departments, the youth departments, the adult departments of our Sunday school without your help. And so I want to thank you as we begin this year. And secondly, as we've said so often, the Sunday school is the church organized to fulfill the purpose of the church. And one of the purposes of our church is serving others. And I just thank God for the way you help to serve others through the adult class or children's class that you teach. Now today I want to speak to you about the subject of Sunday school visitation. And excuse me, Sunday school visitation is a vital part of the ministry of the teacher, the care group leader, the helper as well, within every class. And so today I want to share with you my heart for Sunday school visitation here at Lancaster Baptist Church. And a couple of things that I believe are important for us to reiterate as you consider this new year with your class. First of all, let me talk with you about the priority of Sunday school visitation. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:24, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." And I believe that one of the reasons we place an emphasis in our Baptist churches on Sunday school visitation is because God has told us to consider one another. As a teacher, you need to look at your class role and consider the needs of this class. Consider their attendance habits, consider the growth spiritually of your class. And then the Bible tells us to provoke one another to love and to good works. Now, we don't have Sunday school visitation for the purpose of going out and irritating people. That's not what the word provoke means. It means to stimulate their conscience. It means to encourage them in their walk with God. And that's your job as much as teaching the lesson. That's my job as much as preaching the sermon, to encourage and stimulate others in the work of the Lord. And so the priority really in visitation, and I'm not talking specifically about just talking with someone at church or even having lunch with them. I'm talking in the context of going out to their home, is to stimulate and encourage them to love, to good works, and to the assembly of your class and our church together. And so the priority of visitation, I believe, is scripturally based. And then secondly, I want to speak to you about the purpose of visitation. Why do we emphasize visiting our class? And a couple things I want you to think about. First of all, with respect to a visitor that comes to the class, one of the basic purposes is to go out, welcome them, thank them for visiting the class, and to enroll them into the adult class or the children's class, whatever the case might be. Secondly, the purpose would be to encourage your class member. Just thank them for being faithful. And just to stop by and let them know you were thinking about them. It makes a tremendous impact when we just stop by. We don't even have to always go in the house, sit down, have a big long conversation, but just to let them know we care about them. Thirdly, we want to take a moment in this visit to try to understand our students. You know, sometimes that student that misbehaves or jumps all around in class, you go to their house and you see maybe it's a broken home, maybe it's a difficult situation. You begin to understand them more. Maybe you find out their favorite sports team, or you find out just a little more about them that helps you to relate to them in the class. So one of the purposes of the visit is just to get to know your students better. And then another opportunity or purpose for the visit could be to deliver a gift, a booklet, a Bible study lesson. You say, sometimes I feel like, why am I going over there? Well, make a reason. Take a coffee mug, take a magnet. Dr. Rasmussen often buys books for $1 at used bookstores that are relevant to some topic they might be interested in, whether sports or history, and give them that gift. And then, you know, one of the purposes that I look for in making visits is maybe to meet an unsaved family member. Every visit, even on a Sunday school class member, should be with the idea of, you know, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know the gospel, help me to be ready and willing to share the gospel with them. And so the priority of the visit, to provoke our membership to love, to good works, to assembly, Hebrews 10:25. The purpose of the visit, to understand and minister to our students at that personal level. And then I want to speak to you thirdly about the personnel involved in the visit. And this is, of course, primarily those of us who teach, those Sunday school teachers at Lancaster Baptist Church, dozens and dozens of godly, faithful people who are busy, who commute, who have burdens of your own, and yet taking the initiative to go out and visit the class. In addition to the teacher, I believe the class members themselves can be involved in joining us to make these visits. They can go out with you. We think, too, of care group leaders or the class membership in general. Just whoever you can motivate to go out with you, whether it be on a Saturday, a Tuesday, or another time, and just visit the members of your class. I want you to really make that a priority in 2012. And then not only do I think of the priority of visitation and the purposes of visitation and the personnel, but let me share with you, finally, the process, just real quickly, as we start the new year. First of all, I want to challenge you to determine a time. It might be Saturday mornings, it might be Tuesday evenings. It may be that you're a swing shift worker, something like that, and there's another time. But remember, what gets scheduled gets done. So let me encourage you to find a time. Secondly, I want to encourage you to determine who your partner will be. It might be a member of your Sunday school class. It might be another one of the workers in your class. But determine, and it might alternate. Don't get too worried about, you know, I don't always know exactly who it will be. It's good to have that consistent partner, but it might be a new person. And if your previous partner is not as faithful, find someone in the class and ask them to go. That's what being a teacher is about. It's about being a leader who takes initiative, involving others in serving the Lord. So get a time, get a partner, and then thirdly, plan your calls. How do you plan the calls? Well, let me give you some very practical thoughts, some things that I want to emphasize this year at Lancaster Baptist Church. First, we need to visit all class visitors every week. So someone visits your class Sunday. Sometime in the next 7 days, we just want to pop by, thank those visitors for coming, enroll them, answer their questions, get more information about the family that we might pass on to Brother Furso or someone else, but make sure we just stop by and thank those first-time visitors for coming. Secondly, we need to visit our absentees. Within a two to three week time frame, if you see someone's missing church, we need to get out, just pop by, even if it's a note into the door. A note in the door is better than an email or even a card. It says, I cared enough to come to your home, okay? And then thirdly, besides visiting our visitors and visiting our absentees, this year I want to challenge every teacher. I was talking with my wife about this with her fourth grade girls class. She said normally when there's promotion in June, she starts visiting every regular attender. So I want to challenge you to visit this year all of your regular attenders. I don't care if they're a deacon's kid or a real faithful family, but to go by, if you have 50 on your class, that's one a week, just pop by, tell them you're glad they're in your class, and it will make a world of difference. And I'm telling you, if all of us at a grassroots level will just show this interest, it's going to help people. My life was touched this year by one of our church members, a man that came up to me and he said, one of our youth leaders, Don Schellenberg, had come to his door, just taken the time to drive across town and tell him, I'm glad to have your teenage boy in my class, and I just want to thank you for being a part of our church. And then Don asked this parent, how can I pray for you about the needs of your child? And that parent stood in the foyer of church a few months ago and wept. He said, to think that somebody cares about my child to pray. I'm telling you, if that could happen hundreds of times in the next few months, Lancaster Baptist Church will be a better place for the glory of God. Now, visitation requires discipline and love, but it makes all the difference encouraging people and building your class. And remember, you can impress people from a distance, but you're only going to impact them up close. We don't want to be a church filled with people that just stand behind the lectern. We want to get involved with people's lives. And so I want to encourage you to have a wonderful year visiting in the homes, at the homes, the members of your class, the visitors of your class, to the glory of God. Thanks for being a wonderful part of Lancaster Baptist Church. God bless you. Have a great, great week and a great year serving our Lord.